DJ Artistic. DJ Artistic. Something about
the West Coast. You know how we do it. Say that you got it all.
All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice.
Burn until the sun burns your eyes. Keep burning till it sets on the west side. Let's ride, just ride all night. Let's just ride. Just ride all night.
Got a ring pulled on my lap at all times. Just a grip pulled on my lap at all times. Just a grip pulled on my lap at all times. Booze be jacking other booze, but then I'll be jacking mine.
Shot call in the big ball. Advance to the next level in the game.
I get the money everywhere that I go. I bust a bitch and take her money for show. I get the money everywhere that I go. I bust a bitch and take her money for show.
I'm good, I put that on the hood. I'm good, I'm good. I put that on the hood. I'm good, I'm good.
Doing hella shit at one time. My definition of happy, man, is fizzing, slipping lines. I'm in the building and I'm feeling like yee. R.I.P. to the Mac. Mac.
Wrong, wrong, and then check. Wrong, and then check. Wrong, and then check. Wrong, and then check. Wrong, and then check.
Hey.
Yeah.
That good Mary J.
You start that off right.
What you remember, girl?
We had. We had it all.
Wow. I'm really hearing these lyrics like this now. Yeah. Hey, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Yes. Welcome, y'all.
You said what? You said what?
Yeah, I wasn't hearing nobody.
You good now?
Yeah, I'm good now.
212.
So left out for
what you going to do?
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. So the thing is that what we want to talk about today. What we want to talk about today is exactly what that was. Let's talk about the reminiscing.
Okay, but who are you, bro?
This is Hakeem Ronan Cut, and I am the host of the podcast, and you know what? I am also the producer of this show and a couple more shows that I will be announcing very shortly, but I will say thank you for putting me on my game, because sometimes I do slip.
No, it happens. We human, and this is Lynn Cass. Follow me on Instagram, you know, perfectly imperfect, LYN_CAZ. Thank y'all for being back with us again.
She done found her little word.
You know,
perfectly unperfect.
You know.
Perfectly imperfect.
That's how it goes.
Okay.
That's on a song, right?
No, I don't know.
Yes.
It's just part of my little, you know,
I will show you the song.
Talking riddles and stuff like that sometimes.
I actually got that song too.
Teamwork makes the dream work. You know what I'm saying?
I dig it.
Things like that.
Yeah. All right. This is Jay Roman, the every now and then drop-in co-host of this show, the show that we call the Raw and Uncut Podcast Show. Not like the Raw and Uncut, what did you say?
Live?
No, a YouTube cast.
Raw TV. You talking about video cast?
Video cast show.
Yeah.
You know, but nah, this ain't the video cast show.
This ain't Raw TV.
Nah, this is the Raw and Uncut podcast show.
Yeah. We out here.
I like that word, video casting. That was ingenious, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. You know, I'm a patent that. But straight up, let's get into it. So this was one of my thoughts. Reason why I was thinking about it is because I was on another show. I was on one of the other shows earlier in the week, and it was the Dalvin Cox Experience.
How'd that go, man?
Oh man, they were coming after me, man.
Oh, what'd they say?
What?
It was like a whole army of. I'm not gonna spend time on it because I never spend time on a lot of the hate that goes on, but a lot of the haters.
Oh, that must have been fun.
Oh, it was. So I was going all the way in, but what was asked on the show? Mm-hmm. What is the reminisce box. And we talked about this before in the show.
Oh, yeah.
So what brought to my mind was, it's not just a reminisce box for me,
right. But
it's also the reminiscing. Mm-hmm. So what I will say to you is that there's certain things for me that I always remember. Like, you got to know, if you play some old songs, mm-hmm. when your girl was around 16 through whenever she met you, there are some songs in that era that she is going to remember.
Yeah,
that was who she was with.
That's our song.
Yeah.
It's going to capture that part of her life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
A snapshot.
So there are some songs you got to know when
point.
That song comes on. Mm-hmm. How she reacts when it comes to, oh, if she does all that, is she going right to the carpet and start grooving? Or she's out with her homegirls and you see her from a distance and she just getting wild with it?
Right, right, right.
She is reminiscing on one of these exes. So I wanted to bring this up. And I want y'all to tell me, we got some scenarios to happen.
Okay,
all right?
Okay.
So let's say, you know, social media happened, right? And I'm going to say it again. The reason why women hyphenate their name or keep their last name on their social media is to be found by old men. So I'm gonna stick to that.
Because your new homegirls would already know you got married. Because they're your homegirls.
Exactly. So I'm gonna stick to that and I'm gonna stick it up well. But what I'm gonna say is it's the truth. But what I will say is that how do you guys feel about reconnecting with an ex? Now, not just any ex, the ex. Mm-hmm. And you know which one that is. It is that ex that you knew that she was either bothered by the breakup. It changed her. You know what I mean? Some things happened. Some things went on. Right. Let's just say, okay, let me give you a quick scenario. Y'all sitting on the couch.
All right.
That little bell goes off on her phone. Bing. Okay, she looks at it. Her eyebrows raise. Hey, like, I wonder what he want. Who's that? Who,
hey.
You know how we are.
You.
Who's that? Oh, this is Keith. Who you talking about? Keith, your ex? Keith, yeah, Keith.
Oh, Lord.
I wonder what he want. Yeah, see what he want. Open up, boom. He got a little miniature paragraph, like you said.
How you been?
How you been? Hey, you. Right?
Catching up on life.
So, hey.
I hope well.
I'm in New York. Right?
I've been thinking about you.
Yeah, it's all of it. I've never stopped. I'm in New York. You're in California.
Right.
Okay. I have some property I just purchased where I'm in the middle of purchasing right now.
Yeah, of course.
I own several properties, I'm a real estate broker right now, but I'm coming out there, and I want to see if we can catch up.
Balling like a motherfucker.
I see.
Life is good.
That you're in a relationship with whoever you're with. I don't want to damage that, but what I do want to do is catch up on some old times.
Parentheses.
Now,
right.
It won't be nothing major. We can go for coffee. We can do whatever you want to do. Money is not an object. But what I do want to do is I want to see you because you were such a pillar of my life.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's that a lot of game right there.
It is. Yeah. So how would you feel that he is a pro? Now, by the way, you're with a man that is in between jobs.
The scenario I got.
He's
how come he can't be balling too?
He's in between jobs. Okay, you guys have been arguing.
Spitting out a Tyler Perry.
You guys have been spot arguing over the last 6 to 8 months. Right.
Times is hard.
Okay, you are carrying the load of the finances in the household,
and she's sick of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But then
she's so torn inside.
But then also, you know that he is a jealous wreck.
Your Spacavelli.
Lord. He's
a jealous wreck.
Yeah.
So do you go and see this man at all?
No, you cannot. That shit is dangerous.
Hold on. Why would it be dangerous?
Oh, because first of all, you probably still have feelings for him at some level. Your relationship is already like going through it. Your man is going through it. This man is already it seems harmless, but he's spitting out so much game. Like, it's not even my business at this point that he has property.
It's like that old school song.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, he's like, I won the lottery.
Right.
I got myself.
And he's telling so much
he's
to me.
He's telling that you job. That because he doesn't want you to believe he's coming for you. He's actually coming for business.
He could just say, I have business to take care of. He doesn't have to tell me everything what his business is.
He's just describing you. And also he wants to know that with how you was with him back in the day, it really encouraged him to better himself.
And he took that and ran
sure did. And now he's in a position where he wants to come and thank you.
Well, see, you could thank somebody with a quick text to say, hey, thanks. No.
Blah, blah, I want to see you. Like, I haven't seen you since, yeah, you know, since forever. And I think it'll be good that we. Why is it that you got? So my thing is this, and I'm gonna play devil advocate because I'm with y'all. I'm not. There's a no, right?
Yeah.
But what I will say is that why can we as adults allow the partner of our life to just go experience that and close that door?
Are we going together? Is this a group outing?
This is not. He didn't say group outing. In the thing is me and you.
Nah.
It could be in the day. It could be. Hey, it could be.
Hey, you don't do the turn that so quick. If it was me, I would not let you come and sit here with me. I don't know what type of guy you have at home. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter what you do.
No.
You know, if it was me, I wouldn't be that jealous. I would let you come see me. So, he's going to flip anything.
Right.
So are we?
Right.
Are we she saying, said. So we're going to go and say no right now, right?
I'm definitely going to say no. First of all, okay. I've never had I'm an ex say, just reach so out. I'm going to
strongly suggest for her not to do that.
Right.
Strongly suggest.
I'm a no.
I don't control another person.
I'm a no guy.
So she's going to have to make that decision on her own.
You're better than me because I'm a no guy. No,
but
you're not.
I'm telling you right now, there will be
consequences.
And some consequences for that.
Ramifications for your actions.
Because
yes.
Right now, you mean to tell me you got to
sit
down?
So, Lynn, is it no?
It's a no.
It's a no for you?
Yeah,
Roman?
It's a no.
Okay,
man.
So let me just go ahead. The no's is already said. Boom, boom, boom.
Right.
Delete all the stuff. No harm,
delete
no foul.
All that shit.
So later on, like, let's say about a month and a half later,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There is a box that you found, and it had all of the pictures of her and him inside the box.
Mm-hmm.
Cards, love letters of all in him. But what you did notice is that all of the pictures that she has had are all lovey-dovey. They're not just regular pictures. They're all lovey-dovey pictures, right?
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
So when you find this box, you go in and talk to her about it, and when you approach her about it, she just says, hey, that was my first true love.
Okay.
And I want to remember him in the past, but with those pictures. Are you guys okay with that?
That's a little bit harder. That's a little bit trickier because, you know, they are moments in her life that she might want to recall. Now, I can't say, okay, you need to, first of all, she put it in a box because she doesn't want it like out in the open. You know what I'm saying? She probably did that after the breakup. That was probably like part of the, you know, this is over. I'm crying. I'm putting this away. But it's still memories. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like she's actively displaying them. I don't know. That one's hard. That one's really, really hard for me because I wouldn't want a man to have a box.
So would you tell this man to throw the box out?
I probably would tell him to throw the box out, just knowing me, because I get possessive like that. You know what I'm saying? But then I would probably also understand if he kept like one picture, you know, because
One to 15, what does it matter?
I don't know.
I don't think it matters.
You still need to be in control. Like, you still need to be in control. That's what you're trying to do.
Well,
you're trying to see the level of control you have with him.
Not necessarily level control. I just would feel a kind of way.
Hold on. Like, if he had 50 pictures and you tell him just keep one.
I don't know. Because I'm like, I feel like that would satisfy both of us. Because if you feel like you want to remember the relationship, you can remember one picture. I don't feel comfortable with you having a whole box of shit. You know what I'm saying? So that might be a compromise, but I wouldn't want him to really keep anything.
So what we got, Jay Roman?
But that might not be realistic.
You can have your box. I don't care about your box.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Now, if every day I come home and this box
and you
is on the
it.
Nightstand and you going to sleep hugging pictures and
playing
shit.
Playing Mary J.
You know, playing songs. Now right. I got some issues. Right. But if you got a box that you stuff in under somewhere that I didn't find until we moved, you know, we didn't spend years together, have your freaking box. One day you're going to be old.
And you're going to want to reminisce on your life. Yeah.
You know, you might be forgetting shit. You know, open your box and have your moment, mm-hmm. whatever. But at the same time, if that box is out every fucking day,
yeah,
we got issues now.
So let me tell you about our king.
So, you know,
it's a true story.
Okay? Uh-oh.
True story. True fucking story. I found a box before.
Uh-oh. Felt a box.
How did you feel? How did you feel when you found this
box? I didn't feel away because I was already prepared mentally on what I was going to say. I already knew if I ever found that box,
oh,
that what I was going to say. So I said, you know what? You need to throw all of it out.
Okay.
Or bring it to your mom's house. Because if I find it.
But you can keep it at your mom's.
You can keep it at your mom's.
Okay.
But if it's gone, if it's at your mom's, if I find it here.
Not a bad spot.
If I find it here, I'm going to destroy it.
Ooh.
So but. So this is what she did.
Okay.
She went ahead and used a shredder for all of it. Mm-hmm. Right there in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't know. When you was at work, she downloaded all them pictures into her
no, it wasn't
into
no,
a thumb
no,
drive.
She started taping that shit back
that
together.
That scanner at home was hot.
These are all paper pictures. That's why the good thing.
No, the scanner at home was
so,
hot.
So let me go in. So let me go into this though. Let me go into this. So this is continuous of the same scenario.
Right.
Okay. All right. So the scenario is that this is all reminiscing of this one person, okay?
Right.
So at what point do you guys say, you know what, enough is enough? So then he says, no problem. I understand. I respect that, you know, that you guys don't want this to happen. Bang. 6 months later, he sends 3 dozen roses.
What the fuck, dude?
He sends 3 dozen roses to your job and says, since I couldn't see you, here goes a flash drive with a video from me.
Yeah.
So in this video.
Oh, Lord.
In this video. He has a box.
Oh, a memorabilia.
With reminisced box with pictures of you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
And he is filming it, showing you there was a little carnival ticket that he still had from the first date that you guys has ever went on.
Aww.
And he wanted, he said, the only thing I wanted to do.
You were so impacted.
Is I, yeah, right? You was a pillar in my life. Right. I wanted to show you how much you meant to me.
Wow.
And because I know your situation, right. I just want you to be happy. Right. But here goes a video of me and our memories.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to keep it. Here goes 3 dozen roses. And these is for the strong years of our lives that we had together. And I want to thank you and tell your mom that Keith said hello.
Okay. I'm going first on this one.
Go ahead.
What we got?
So if she don't come home and let me know about all that, we got some issues.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we got some true issues.
No, I'm just,
what
I'm,
and then what after that, fuck Keith time. All right.
Ooh.
And I'm talking about
delete
him from the whole little, because he's playing that two-sided game.
Yeah.
I respect your relationship,
but I don't.
But I'm gonna sneak around and try to make you reminisce about all this and all this. Now it's different if she want to reminisce and look at a box every now and then. Whatever. I don't care about that.
Right.
But you know, now it ain't really about reminiscing. It's about game.
Yes.
He's spitting some that long I knew you before him type game.
And I know you for real, yeah, girl. Like that.
Yeah, like I knew you when you were 16.
And
you know,
your mama.
Like, okay, so what? You know, so now, but it's up to her though to say, yo, you're being a little bit disrespectful.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Me and my dude, we together. I love him. I don't want to see none of this.
Right.
I don't want to see none of that. All right. Thank you. I'm glad I meant so much to you. Enjoy your life.
Yeah.
All right. Because now all we're doing now is we're feeding her ego right now.
Absolutely.
And that's a dangerous thing right now. She getting her now all of a sudden, you know, conversations at the home turn into arguments real quick. You know, you're not Keith. He would let me do this.
She ain't
in
saying
her
it,
head.
But she's thinking it.
Yeah, she's thinking it in her head.
Yep.
And you know, la la la. You know, then I'm like, hey, where those roses come from? Oh, they gave all the top earners at the job some roses. No, they didn't.
So I want to say this to you. So the flash drive, are you okay with her? Now you done gave her the ribbon in this box.
Oh,
yeah.
My.
You see the flash drive.
Right.
Would you want, after she told you what it was, would you want to see the video?
No, I want to see the flash drive. I don't need to see the video. But I will send that back to him.
You gonna send it back?
Yeah, I'd be like, "Hey, nice try, bro."
Mm. I mean, so what you saying? Because I'm gonna say this, and as a man, and see, that's nice. why I love this show.
Nice try, bro.
We got different opinions, so because this is who I am. You seen how aggressive I was in the beginning to say no, no, you ain't going, no, ain't that? Throw this box away. Well, now this is the time where I sit back. I'm not going to say a word. I'm going to see if. Me saying no aggressively me just telling her to destroy the box, so and take it to my mouth. She should already know what she's going to do with this flash drive. So now I'm going to sit back and see what she's going to do. I'm going to say, okay, so, all right, well, hey, man, the man has really got some smooth to him.
Yeah, he's getting aggressive.
I can see why you were with him.
Yeah.
So, like, what are you going to do with this flash drive? This is the question I'm asking. Because if you answer wrong, you and Keith can have a great life.
Yeah, together.
Because it ain't going to be with me. Because that tells me right there, you don't know
Keith
me.
Keith is trying to smack again. That's what he's trying to
say.
So what we got, Lynn?
I would think Keith is trying hard to get me.
But
and
it ain't Keith
knows.
On your side. It's Lil Keith.
Oh.
Because it's your man that's getting this delivered
to
his.
This is her. This is her. And she didn't send him flowers. So we're going to reverse it a little bit.
Right.
She didn't send him flowers. What she sent him was the most expensive cigars, because she knows he smokes cigars. She sent him a box of nice cigars, expensive cigars. And then she also sent him two tickets to the San Francisco 49er game of the playoffs that she knows that he is a big fan of. Yeah. So now there's two tickets. There's a flash drive.
Right.
And then now we have his favorite cigars that, you know, men are going to just smoke. They're going to be out there chilling with their boys. Here you go. Hey, man, where'd you get these nice cigars at? Oh, man, Lakeithia went ahead and took care. So Lynn, I want you to really think about.
Her name was ugly, but damn,
I want
she
you
was
to
beautiful.
Think about what you would do.
In that scenario, I would definitely, he has to tell me about it. Like, if I end up finding out, like.
No, he's going to come and tell you.
Okay, so once he tells me about it, I would try to relax and ask what he's going to do, but it wouldn't even come out like that because I would be so pissed off. I would feel so disrespected.
Would you take it out on him, though?
But it's 6 months later.
No, I wouldn't take it out on him. I would feel disrespected by her. I'd be like, at this point. Like, either you need to block her or I need to tell her what's going on.
I don't believe that, Lynn.
These are two playoff tickets. These are two playoff tickets.
We might go to the playoffs, though.
So
me and him might go.
So you will go to the playoff game, but he can't keep them cigars.
No, he might can keep the cigars, too.
So the flash drive got to go.
Absolutely.
Yeah, flash drive.
Flash drive has got to go.
I don't believe you'd be that cool, though. And I believe you would take it out on him.
Yeah,
and be like, if you had told that girl from the very beginning.
But at the beginning, he did tell her, right? Because this was 6 months ago. And, like, I was sitting there when he messaged her back, like, nah, it's not cool.
Yeah,
me
okay.
And my girl.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
Cool.
Yeah. And then he definitely has our relationship displayed on his social media. He has it marked that
he's in
a relationship.
Why does he have to display...
No, she already knew.
Why does he have to display your relationship?
He doesn't
to feel comfortable in this situation.
He doesn't, but he already did. That's how she knew when she sent that first message.
If he had nothing about y'all on his social media?
She knew that he was in a relationship because that's what the initial message said. So I'm assuming that there's.
So it just says in relationship, but there's never pictures of you guys or anything like that. He mainly keeps the stuff for his business and things like that or whatever.
That's fine too. So, as long as he's letting it be known that he's in a relationship, that's what I need from him. And as long as he's handling it correctly, because we can't control anybody outside of your relationship. If he's a good dude, there's going to be somebody, a woman before me that's noticed that he's a good dude.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I get it.
And it's going to be her loss that it didn't work out between them and my gain. And
this
same with him and my exes. But yeah, as far as that's concerned, I probably shouldn't even talk to her, but I probably would want to just let her know, like, girl, this is way too disrespectful. Like, at this point, you're blocked. You're not going to be able to contact him in any way, shape, or form. You should have did what the fuck you needed to do when y'all was together, but it's too late now.
But in none of these things is that person saying that I want to get back.
Yeah.
You don't do all that if you don't know. So that's what you're feeling, that's your insecurities?
No.
What if she talks to you and say, hey, girl, I know the situation is kind of weird, but I was in a very bad spot when we broke up. And the things he said and how he treated me really changed my life, got me on a great path. I would like to hang out with both of you guys.
We're not hanging
just
out.
Just so I can thank him for, him helping me. I'm married now.
Mm-hmm.
And
focus on your husband.
For us to get together.
Yeah, no. Focus on your husband. We're not hanging out. No. No. And she's disrespecting me because she already knows 6 months before that he's in a relationship. So why are you sending him gifts? Why are you sending him his favorite things? You're doing that for a purpose. Like we were talking about with Keith, this game that you're running, you know what I'm saying? That's dangerous. It's dangerous for you. Quit doing that shit.
So the only reason I'm bringing up this stuff is because a lot of times people feel like they can't communicate to their partner in regards of some of the feelings they have in regards of boundaries. Because boundaries mm-hmm. are not really expressed until it's time, mm-hmm. right? There's no before. I'm a hell of before person. Mm-hmm. That's why I say I don't want no male friends in the relationship, zero mm-hmm. male friends, because I don't want to ever deal with that later on. Mm-hmm. So I'm protecting the relationship by saying no male friends from the beginning. Right. And some people will be like, oh, you're just insecure.
You're controlling.
Yeah. That's for simps. Okay. And for me, dude, this is my rules. This is if you want to ride this train.
And then you also don't have female friends, right?
No, I don't have none of that. I don't care about any of that.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean that if I did have them, that would be one of your preferences. You would need to tell me, hey, I'm not cool with female friends. Just because I don't agree with male friends, that don't mean that I wouldn't have female friends.
Oh, well, see, I feel like that's a double standard.
That's not a double standard. I do. That is your preference.
No, I feel like if you want to give somebody what you require of them.
No, not at
that's
all.
That's what I want to do.
That is so fake.
What?
Now, that is fake.
No. You don't want to treat people how you want to be treated?
No, I'm sorry.
If you say I can pay
bills.
What?
But I want you to clean the house. That's what I want.
That's different. I'm talking about
It's not different.
We each have friends.
Let me break it down like this.
We each have friends.
Let me break it down like this. In our relationship, in the beginning of this relationship, if I am saying, hey, tell me some stuff about you.
Okay.
And you're talking and you're saying, and the thing comes up about friends, mm-hmm. and you never say, hey, you can't have female friends or anything like that. We have that discussion and you answer first. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Say, hey, do you in the past, what about female friends and stuff like you're like, I don't care as long as you're respectful and I get to meet them or whatever. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you said. Then it gets to me and I'm like, fuck them dudes. Ain't no dude friends. You then can't turn around and be like, well, you can't have female friends because that really wasn't your preference.
You can.
When I asked you first, you said, then why did you misrepresent yourself from the very beginning?
Maybe she didn't think about it thoroughly. Maybe she needs to reconsider.
That's a cop out.
How convenient.
That's just a cop out.
What I'm saying
But what if I then turn around and said, mm-hmm. Yeah, you can have guy friends. Are you going to turn around and be like, well, you can't have female friends?
I probably wouldn't change that up at that point.
Exactly.
Because it's already been established.
My thing is, the only reason why you are turning around and saying the same thing is because I said it.
I would think like this, honestly, if you don't trust me to have male friends, then that means maybe you don't trust yourself in those situations because I'm going to handle myself accordingly in all situations. So if that's how you move, if you feel like she can't be around dudes because I'm afraid something's going to happen, then, I mean, you might be projecting your own feelings on me.
What if it's just
So that's what's going to make me feel like, okay, then maybe he can't be around females. Like if he feels like I can't control myself, that might come from a place where he doesn't control himself.
Now you assume.
I think that's a.
That's all speculation.
I think you got a little game right there.
Same as with her. Because you don't know how she's
going to.
My thing is,
if I turn around and say something.
Not at all.
If you're like, yo, you know, do vacationing. And I'm like, do you take single vacations where you can go and vacation alone? And you go like, yeah, I let my dude go and vacation alone. And I'm like, nah, I really don't like my woman going on vacation alone. Then you're like, well, you can't go on vacations by yourself either. Well, hold on. That wasn't your preference. That's nothing that you were concerned about.
Exactly.
Now, I'm concerned about it.
Mm-hmm.
So now I can't go, but you can just because now you're like, oh, I got to change to exactly what you're doing.
I still go back to you got to give people the same respect that you want. And if you feel like she can't handle herself, that might come from a place.
No, that's not it at all.
That's not what you demanded.
That's not what I just said either. I said I'm doing it to protect us from future arguments.
She might
want to
protect y'all too from future arguments.
No, but what I'm saying, say it at that time then.
No, say it at that time.
Don't just tell me 10 years in when I got a girl, I'm not cool with girl.
I definitely feel like everybody should say that up front. Like,
right, but I asked
like
you.
Didn't you say what?
You was like, oh, well, sometimes she may need a little minute to think about it.
No, we're talking about in the same conversation because you said if she says then I can have female friends and then I say, well, you can't have male friends. And she's like, okay, well, you can't have female friends. That's the same. That's before anything
no,
has happened,
what I'm
right?
saying is if we're having a conversation
right.
and I say, you've been in relationships before and yeah, you know, how do you feel about the others having the opposite sex and things like that? And you're like, you know what? I don't mind my man having girlfriends and stuff like that as long as, you know, I meet them. them, or as long as, you know, they've known each other for a certain amount of years. And then she goes, what about you? And I'm like, well, nah, I don't want to have none of those new dude friends. Now, at that moment in time, those are two different things said.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does she turn around and be like, well, you can't have any female friends now either?
She might need to think about why your mentality is like that.
Come on.
She might need
to.
You're just trying to make it even and not different. Because if I said you can have male friends, then that's it.
We should be on the same page with this.
No. You should demand how you feel and what you want out of the relationship. If you're cool with your dude having female friends, why does it change just because he's not cool with you having
male
friends?
Because that's not the whole story. The story would be, if you're cool with your man having female friends, but you can't have any male friends, that's the whole story. That's what she would have to be cool with.
But that's what he demanded compared to what you demanded. You didn't demand him at first to have no female friends. You didn't demand that. What you told him was,
nobody
I'm cool with that.
Nobody should have to demand anything. We're having a discussion. We're building our relationship.
You see how she's trying to flip that?
No. Hey, we're building our relationship.
Let me attack the words you said you're saying.
We have got to figure out what's going to be best for us. And I know personally, I'm not going to feel cool with you saying, you can't do this, but I can. Like, I'm not going to feel cool with that.
No. You said it. My thing is so funny. If you say it's okay for you to have female friends, what does it matter what I say from this point?
We have to be on the same page.
You've already established that it's okay for me to do this.
No, we have to be on the same page.
Nah, that's... Yeah. Hey, fellas.
To protect
the relationship. Listen up. Fellas, listen up.
Be on one accord.
It's not about the one accord. It's about the tit for tat. And I'm just trying to get her to admit the tit for tat is so freaking real. Because if they answer a question and then they change up after they hear your opinion, it is not about equal. It's about tit for tat. And all it is saying is you can't do something that I can't do.
I disagree.
That's basically what's going on.
Because that's a big topic. I disagree. It's not like you can't go here because I can't go here. That's serious. That's potentially inviting other energies into your relationship.
You
that
can't
is
stay out late at the club, but I can. If I talk to you and I say, hey, I like going clubbing, you're like, yeah, me too. And I was like, well, I don't know. If my lady's out going clubbing past 1 o'clock, I get a little worried. I think she needs to be safe and be home.
Okay.
I'm not going to keep that standard.
And then you're like, you know, well, you know, my dude, man, like... You know, I hope he can protect himself
you
and be a man
like
and all this other
at
stuff.
The club. I gotta
you
go.
Know, yeah. Hey, you better look at your homegirls.
You better be
that don't provide nothing for your life but a few friendships.
Yeah,
and be like, I got to go.
Okay.
You need to be home.
But him,
you got a problem with a man telling you need to be home by 1:30?
I don't have a problem with respecting my relationship and whatever my man needs in order to do that.
No. Don't go around that.
1:30.
If he's saying you need to be in this house by 1:30, that's just out of respect to this relationship. 1:30 it is.
To be honest, when I'm in a relationship, I typically don't go to the club without him.
Well, you still ain't answering the question.
Wow, she's just ducking the question.
The question is
a master.
If your man said
she is a master of
1:30
running around a car,
being his home, are you being at home at 1:30?
I probably would be home at 1:30.
That sounds like a whole bunch of hesitation.
You hear the probably?
Yeah,
it's no definite, right?
The thing is, she wants to know what time he comes home. So they can match, okay? Because that's what it's about.
I want us to go together. That's what I normally do in relationships.
Is it a yes or no?
It's a yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Finally got one out of her 40 episodes.
Now, your man coming home at 2:30. Your man coming home at 2:30.
So look, man.
It better be something important.
So this is it. All right, this is that part of the show for you right now.
Okay.
It's time
for Lynn's Spin, y'all. So we're going to talk about something that's kind of trending right now in social media news and in news period in general. So what's going on? Let me just get my stuff together real quick. So basically what's going on is... basically pandering going wrong. And this is kind of not super political, but it does have something to do with a political figure kind of taking for granted possibly certain votes, or maybe just getting a little too comfortable in a different environment. So basically what happened was Joe Biden was interviewed by Charlamagne the God on Friday. And as the show was kind of wrapping up, he was, you know, getting ready to get off because his wife had to do another interview. And Charlamagne was trying to get him to come back on at another time to answer some additional questions. Joe Biden's like, well, what else do I need to answer? Like, he basically said, quote unquote, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black, to the black community, you know. And he since has, you know, basically said, his spokesperson said that he was joking. Mm-hmm. He said that he basically was too cavalier, you know, with his comments at the time, and he didn't really mean it. But it also reminded me of back when Hillary was campaigning, and she said that she, like, had hot sauce in her bag, you know, around the time that whole Formation song was out, and she got, you know, Beyonce has the hot sauce in my bag swag, you know.
Yeah.
So for me, it's just like a case of pandering gone wrong. But Trump has taken this and has ran with this.
Yeah, I know. He should.
This man is selling T-shirts that say you ain't black on them. You know what I'm saying? To capitalize off of Joe Biden's faux pas. So my personal opinion is your race shouldn't dictate your vote. Your beliefs should dictate your vote. You know what
I'm saying? Well, for me, I'm going to go to it. Yeah, I agree. But for me, it's a little bigger. You know, I don't think... I think they play around in our communities too much. Like, you don't need to joke with us.
Right.
You're not joking with Susie and them. You're just not doing it right. Like, you're not going to come in here
don't
and
get
say
too
anything.
Familiar.
Yeah, don't you don't need to mention race. You didn't need to mention anything. This has all to do with beliefs on right. who's going to do what with that. What I just don't like when people start using the race thing. So that's just me. I think he made a huge mistake that's probably going to lose him the election on that. I don't think he had a chance to win anyway, but I think he's going to lose the election over this. But at the end of the day, like, I think, you know, just I want us to understand something. And I said this on my show before. Mm-hmm. Customer service needs to say the same. It doesn't matter what race that I am.
Real
I need
talk.
Good customer service.
Right.
Talk to me with great customer service. Talk to me with professionalism. Just because I am a black, don't mean that that you're not going to talk to me and with the same respect you would with someone giving you money or you wanting to vote for you. So
right.
that's just how I feel about it. I do think it's a joke. I don't think he meant nothing about it, but I do think the meaning behind it, because black people vote Democrats so long, it has a whole big stereotype behind it. And I just think it was just wrong.
Don't take our votes for granted or just automatically assume you're going to get them.
People are people, and when they think the mic is off or they think nobody listening, they let that shell down and be real and say the stuff that's on their mind or joking around or, you know, laughing and talking and stuff.
Yeah. He knew they were still recording, though.
My thing is,
if
you give somebody some fuel,
mm-hmm. yeah.
they might use it to light you up.
Absolutely.
And that's that. What's next?
Well, we got another one?
Yeah, so one more. So, former Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick was granted an early release from prison after serving 7 of his 30-year prison sentence because of COVID-19. So basically, he's going to be released from federal prison, most likely due to the pandemic.
Is that the one that had the affair, and that's what
he got
him caught up, and he was taking little bribes and stuff?
Well, yeah, and he was basically convicted of 24 felony counts of public corruption for a criminal racket involving extortion, bribery, conspiracy,
yeah.
and fraud. So,
yeah.
So basically that's what he was sentenced to. But, you know, 7 years, you know, because of this COVID, you know, that's basically what he is going to get when he initially wasn't expected to be paroled until 2037.
Good
so
for him.
What do y'all think about people being let out of prison early because of COVID?
Well, I just think our judicial system, this is what it is. Like, it happens.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's going to come out and kill somebody or nothing. Like, I don't think he's going to come out and do nothing vicious. So I would probably have him on a list if we had to release some people for circumstances. I don't believe all prisoners need to be in jail mm-hmm. for the whole entire sentence if they're showing some. I mean, you got to understand, this is rehabilitation.
Right.
Like, I think he's been in there long enough to understand. And he was in a position in the world where, you know, he made some mistakes, but. You know, I'm sure he don't want to go back. So, I mean, I don't think that's a bad choice, man. Like, you know, it's whatever. I don't really have a huge opinion about it only because I'm not really familiar with the case. But also, I'm just thinking, like, if they pick him, he is not going to
reoffend.
He's mm-hmm. just not.
I don't know what he going to do, but I know good for him.
Yeah, celebrate it.
You know, blue-collar crime, you know.
White-collar. Yeah,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
White collar crime, good for him.
Right, unlike you know Bill Cosby, who keeps getting denied because you know his crimes involved.
Well, that's the whole free Bill Cosby because I don't think he did anything. So I
wasn't there.
I wasn't there either. And also R. Kelly, he wasn't able to get out early.
Yeah, that's good. R. Kelly's something different.
Yeah.
But I will say this, though. I started listening to R. Kelly again. I stopped for a while, and this is the reason why. I've been on Twitter and social media, and I've posted women beating up men. And
oh yeah,
like all the time, like with the belt, like it's, but it's just, it's so many women that chime in and be like, you know, he's probably emotionally abused her before, and like it's just so many times they take zero accountability.
There's no excuse for physical violence, right?
They make excuses.
That's right.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to stop holding such a high standard for the people I do not know.
Well, my,
and so this is what I'm going to do. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to listen to R. Kelly, the artist, and I'm going to allow R. Kelly, the jailbird, to go to jail. Mm. But I am going to enjoy his legacy, because it seems to me that the world's narrative is, if it doesn't fit their narrative or their criteria of what it really is, they don't give two Fs. So why should I stop the great music that he's had? I'm slapping his stuff on the way home. I'm telling you right now. What you
I
got
hate
there,
that
mama?
He did that, because I do love his music. You know what I'm saying? I can't separate the two, unfortunately.
I do.
I never stopped listening to R. Kelly. Like, I don't listen to R. Kelly's songs and think about the stuff that he did or anything like that. Like, right. You know, as an individual and a person, like, as him, like, yeah, that dude needs to be in jail. He needs to be, yeah, you know.
100%.
If any of them, my daughter, they wouldn't need a jail.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a totally different subject. Like, damn, that is some fucked up shit. And, you know, he's about to do his time, you know, and for that.
It's good.
So, you know, but the music to me, like, people, they don't stop buying clothes. They don't stop driving cars. They don't stop living in cities. They don't stop. People don't stop doing a whole bunch of stuff.
Cancel
culture.
You
know, all this other things and stuff like that. So, like. Mm-hmm. You know, people were like, well, the money, you know, all right, whatever. So
my thing is, I think one of my biggest things is I hate to say it like this, but there's just not enough women coming to male defense on things that they know that women are wrong with. And so for me to be such a integrity guide, for me to come to the defense of not only women, but, you know, the majority of women, if I see something is wrongdoing, and I know he did some wrongdoing, right?
Right.
So for me, I'm like,
so that person should pay for his wrongdoing.
Pay for his wrongdoing. I'm bumping R. Kelly. So let's go in. Let's go final thoughts. Let's go final thoughts. What we got, Lynn?
Okay. So final thoughts would be basically super simple. Just be good to yourselves. Be good to each other. And I can't remember what the topic was just now that we were talking about.
Reminisce.
We're talking about reminisce. The whole song.
Okay. Listen. It's good to have a past. You know, the past makes you what you are in your present. But looking back strains neck muscles and prevents one from moving forward. So don't live in your past. Live in your present.
Pretty good. What we got, Jerome?
For me, man, like, yo, reminisce. And think about the stuff you used to do. Enjoy, but understand, don't let that stuff affect where you at right now.
Yeah.
You know, fellas, when you are up there in age and you reminiscing about your glory days, do it with a smile. Talk to the other fellas, have a beer, and understand all that. But if you think you can go back out there and do the same stuff you were doing before, it's highly unlikely. I'm not saying you won't be able to do it.
Yeah.
There's some old dudes out there balling out of control and doing some things. You know, I get it.
The sugar daddies of the world.
The sugar daddies of the world. But it ain't going to be like before.
Mm-mm.
You know, before you wasn't sugar daddying anything. You were just raising your hand up in the club going, yo. You know, hey, how you doing?
What?
You know, now you got to throw some money out there like, hey, I'm a sugar daddy. Like, you know, you're going to be doing it a little bit different.
Right.
You know, understand that. So don't be giving up something nice just so you can reminisce on some old stuff that, you know, used
don't
to be.
Don't do it.
You know, but at the same time, if you got a box or whatever you got, ladies, it better be tucked away.
It better be at your mama's house.
Tucked away. Nothing every day. Tucked away. And I'm going to tell you like this. I got a box.
Oh, I was gonna ask, do men keep boxes?
Oh, I got a box.
I don't have a box.
You know, I got boxes. I got pictures and all sorts of stuff.
I don't have a box.
I got a box because I'm tell you right now, one day I'm going to be old and can't remember nothing. And I'm want to remember the type of fun and enjoyment I had in my life.
The thing.
And
I had
a lot of fun, a lot of life, did a lot of things, and a lot more to come.
Right.
So my thing is like, but it doesn't erase this box. No, doesn't erase where I'm at, who I'm with, what I'm doing.
Right.
Like it doesn't erase none of that.
Right.
None of that. I'm not so tied up in the past. I can't enjoy what I'm in and heading toward my future. But at the same time, have enough respect that that box is tucked away.
Yes.
It's tucked away. It's taped away. You know, it ain't nothing got to look at every day.
Yep.
You know, so.
I feel that.
Well, for me, I'm going to make it quick. Also, 7:30, YouTube, every Saturday, Pacific Standard Time. Sometimes we're off,
TV.
But mostly we're on consistently. If we're
That's
not,
right.
it's live. Some will be pre-recorded. But I will tell you, just tune in, subscribe, and put those likes and comments.
Check out that raw and uncut video.
But also, real quick, I'm going to make it real quick. You guys got to remember what Akeem always say, and I'm going to say this. If you give them an inch, they'll take a mile. So don't give them shit from the beginning. You ain't got shit to worry about.
That's right, ladies. Don't let them have no female friends from the beginning.
It's
say that
even
straight
stuff.
Up from the beginning.
Even
don't give them no confusion.
No. As a man,
when you go on a road
trip
and he be like, I gotta go to the bathroom, ain't no bathrooms around, and he stand up, do you stand up too? Just to make it even?
No, you don't have to stand up. You squat. You
exactly.
squat.
Wow.
It ain't even.
Hey, this is Akeem Raw and Uncut. We out.